Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. It's me, Daryl Pedroza. How you doing, man?
Hey, Daryl. How's it going? I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, good, good. Just doing my thing, man.
Right on. How was your vacation? Where'd you go?
Idaho. It actually wasn't a vacation. My son wrestles, so we went to regionals.
Nice.
And, yeah, it was good. It was good. He got put out. He didn't do so well, but I think it was his first year.
Yeah.
So I didn't expect him. You know, he's got 11 states, the top six from each state.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Did you get a chance to do any fishing out there or anything?
You know what? I didn't. I would have loved to have, but we were just busy with wrestling and then we got back. So I wanted to go water rafting. I wanted to do a few things that just didn't happen. Just couldn't make it happen.
Yeah, I got a buddy that lives out in Boise, and he was saying that you can go trout fishing basically in the middle of the town. Like, there's a perfect stream running right through the middle of Boise that you can just throw a line in and catch, you know, decent-sized rainbow trout. I want to get out there
nice.
And try that. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, a few years ago, I went to a buddy of mine. He lives in Montana.
Uh-huh.
We were going fishing the next day. I had never been out to his place. We were going fishing the next day, and I was all in a rush and stuff. He's telling me, hey, just relax. Well, the whole time, I didn't even know. The stream was in his backyard.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the stream was in his backyard, so he had a fireplace going. He had a little fire going, two chairs. We went out back. We were catching 5-6 pound browns all day long.
That sounds like a dream. I would love to do that.
Man, it was pretty awesome. I mean, you walk outside and catch. He wasn't excited because he was like, yeah, I do this all the time.
Yeah, totally desensitized for the whole situation.
Yep. Where other people, they hunt, they go all over the place just to catch those, even a 3 pound brown, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're right in his backyard.
I've caught about 6 brown trout, you know, in my entire fishing career. And to catch a 5 or 6 pounder, I mean, that's a decent fight right there.
Oh, it was all day long. It was like, throw your line in, grab it. Throw your line in, grab it. It was all day long. It was awesome.
Oh, man, let me clean the drool up from my mouth. That sounds awesome. Oh, hey, but I want to touch base with you. I got your message. I actually just spoke with Joe. I'm going to send him out our application here and see what we can do for him.
Yep. Good.
Yeah.
Ignacio, I sent him a copy of the receipt and all that,
uh-huh.
And I got it back in letter form, and then I called him, but he hadn't called me back yet. You wouldn't happen to have his address, would you?
Yeah, hold on one sec, because I know that they moved recently.
Yeah, that's what it is. See, he moved, and I sent it, because it came back to my house, and I guess he didn't forward his mail. So if you could just text it to me or email it to me, that'd be great, so I can re-send him out the receipt and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'll shoot you an email. Let me just confirm. Do you? Because I have 13329 Coffee Tree Street. Is that what the address that you
have?
That's
what I remember. Yes, that's what I remember.
Okay. Shoot. Because that's what I have on file.
I'll call him back. I'll call him back and find out. Make sure.
Okay. All right. If I can get any other information, maybe I'll look at the contract that we have, and that might have updated information. If it is, there's something different there, I'll shoot you an email and give you an update.
Sounds real good.
Yeah, and then, you know, let's see what we can do here for Joe. I appreciate you throwing me this customer. You know, hopefully this might be the start of something good.
Yeah. Now, did you ever get a hold of, what's his name, Paul down there?
At Albert Equipment.
Yeah, Albert Equipment.
Yep, and I actually I sent him an email regarding what we can do. I spoke with him last week again, and I actually talked with Bob at Pacific Equipment as well. So trying to stay in contact with them and, you know, see if we can help out a couple of their customers. But I do appreciate that.
Sounds like a deal, man. Like I said, I'll send you from time to time. I'll send you whatever I have. Whoever wants to get finance, I'll send you some of the info.
That's awesome, Daryl. I can't thank you enough. Got one of these days, got to get together and have a beer with you or something.
Sounds good to me. I'm not allergic to beer.
I'm not either. I think it actually is good for my health.
Yeah. I actually went down to, there's a place called Institution. It's a new brewery down where I live.
Uh-huh.
And it's a local place out of Ventura, but they've been doing beer for about 5-6 years.
Nice.
And then a friend of mine owns Rip Brewery down in San Diego.
Riptide?
I go down there to coffee. Pardon me?
Is it Riptide Brewery down here?
Yeah, Riptide Brewery. Yeah.
I've had
Guy Show. Have you been there?
Yeah. It's isn't it up like kind of near San Marcos?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You know what's crazy is there are 117 microbrews in San Diego right now.
There's not enough. There's not enough.
That's what
you
I'm
know,
thinking.
People have, you know what? People have, you know, you think that's a lot, but you know, if you compare that to the East Coast, you go to New Jersey, New York, you know how many bars are on one block?
Probably that amount.
Yeah. Yeah, one block. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, one of these days.
Where my wife.
I was just saying, one of these days, I got to get back east and just kind of do one of those kind of tours where you just stumble around from bar to bar.
Go to Boston, man. It's insane. It's
really.
My wife's cousins are all from there, and they're Irish, so they're all crazy.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, it's a great time, man. You go to those bars, and you just like from corner to corner. You know, it's funny. There's a lot of corner bars, you know, and like.
Yeah.
If you talk to those guys, they don't go to any other bar. Like, they'll go to one bar, but they won't go to the other bar. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's kind of like in Philadelphia, how there's those two cheesesteak places across from each other, and there's the people that only go to the one stand, like, religiously, and there's people that only go to the other stand religiously. It's just one of those weird preference things, I suppose.
Yep. I was just out in, my son graduated from Naval Academy last May.
Nice.
And we went downtown. Yeah, we went downtown, and it was awesome. I mean, went to the Cubs deal. It was awesome down there. There's so many bars down there, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I can see there could be a lot of trouble to get into down there.
Well, I wore a Dodgers shirt, so they were pissed at me.
Oh, no. That's kind of ballsy.
It was kind of fun. Yeah. It was kind of fun. My son was saying, you can't wear a Dodgers shirt out here. I go, I'm wearing my Dodgers shirt. I don't give a shit.
There you go. Represented.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Oh, you get the crazy fans. I'm not a crazy fan. I just like the Dodgers, but I'm not going to go out and be crazy about them and shit.
Yeah.
Like that,
yeah,
you know?
Just representing your team, that's all.
That's it. It's not going to be stupid and stuff.
Right.
I've seen that happen too many times where people are, like, overzealous over their team. I'm like, yeah. How much stock do you own in this guy and his team?
Yeah. Watch him be traded sometime in July, you know?
Yeah. Well, we went to a Raiders game last year, and we were just like, holy shit. Now, that place, I would say, don't be wearing other people's shit.
Yeah. You know what? I'm a lifelong Charger fan, and my buddy was trying to talk me into going up to the Raider game last year. I'm like, dude, I don't want to get beat up for no reason, you know, just for wearing a Charger jersey.
I saw a guy it was last year. We were up there in Oakland. We went to the game. Mm-hmm. My buddy's he's a Raider fan. I don't give a shit about the Raiders. But we were walking, and this guy, I think it was Browns or somebody, but all of a sudden this guy just got pelted by like three or four eggs from nowhere. I mean, I was like, and I was just like, that sucks, you know?
Yeah.
And he was pissed. He was pissed.
I could imagine. Like,
and goes, hey, man, Raider Nation, you can't mess around out here.
Seriously.
I go, that's
seriously.
Still not cool. I told my buddy, and he goes, no, man. He goes, they come out here. He goes, nah, bullshit. He goes, that's what happens. They should know better. They should be on the visitor side. This is Raider side. They should know better. The guy was, you know, trying to probably take a shortcut to the field, and, probably shouldn't have wore that.
Yeah, there's some unspoken laws out there, rules out there with regards to that stuff. People are not aware of. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. If you go to Philadelphia, if you go to Philadelphia Eagles game, you don't wear anybody else's shit. If you do, you go to the visitors' side, for sure.
Yeah, those are some of the worst fans in the nation. Didn't they throw, like, snowballs with Santa?
Well, the guy from I forget his name, a fan pissed on him. He was
what?
I don't know what. Yeah, this was last year. Yeah, it was a big old deal. You know how they have the overhang thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, this guy was sitting below, and these guys were sitting there from the other team, and this guy just literally pissed on him.
Unbelievable.
From up top, he was pissing on the other fans. And the guy's famous. The guy's like somebody. He's not the guy that pissed on him is famous. Yeah, they find his ass. They threw him out. He got I forget the name of the. He owned some famous. He was like the owner of some company.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't give a shit.
Apparently.
Yeah, he didn't care. He didn't give a shit. He's like, yeah, I don't care.
Wow. Yeah, so I guess the stories are true.
Oh, they're true. I just don't. I wouldn't want to be the. I don't want to be the guy in the receiving end. That's all I know.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. Same way. Same way. Hey, Daryl, but I don't want to take up much more of your time. I do appreciate the lead there, and you know, I hope we can continue to work together in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Zach. No worries.
All right, cool. Absolutely. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll touch base with you when I hear back from Joe, and then maybe we can game plan something, and we can go from there.
Sounds real good.
All right, Daryl. Well, you enjoy the rest of your week, and have a great 4th of July if I don't talk to you before then.
Hey, you do the same. Take care.
Thanks, brother. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.